Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA season previews for Indianola girls basketball, joined by head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, I think a lot of returners for this season for Indianola girls basketball, but coming off the end of last year, what were your thoughts as kind of preliminary heading into this season?
Yeah, you know, anytime you're returning six letter winners, that's a big deal. Arguably, I think the most I've ever returned, and now my seventh year here in Indianola. So excited for the experience back, excited for the mindset the girls already have had, and excited to continue the stretch with these girls.
Well, I know last year a lot of athletes put in a lot of different positions, I think, and some of that had to do with just some youth, and others of that had to do with some injuries. But a lot of players stepped up in a lot of different areas, and you're kind of banking on that experience to benefit the team this year, right?
100%. You know, looking at Alexa Geyer coming in originally off the bench last year to then replacing an injured Lauren Olson and then earning first-team All-Conference, that says a lot, right? And very similar with Zoe Bell being second-team All-Conference, really stepping up from her sophomore year to junior year and has taken on even – bigger of a leadership role for us this year. So without a doubt, we have some of that experience back and continue to try to build on in that and putting girls in positions to be successful. That's been key for us to start this year.
I think one of the things that had to adapt a lot last year was primary scoring options for athletes who maybe not have been that growing up or had to adapt to that at the varsity level, but you started to see that more and more. And I think by the end of the season, everyone was pretty comfortable in their roles. How do you want to build on that for this season?
Yeah, you know, I think defining some of those roles a little bit clearer this year. And again, like I mentioned, putting some girls in better positions to be successful. You know, where are we moving the ball around? Where are we trying to attack? And again, where are girls catching the ball to be most successful for their skill set? So it's going to look different this year, without a doubt. Having Lauren Olson healthy and going full bore already goes a long ways. What Maddie Grover and Dana Blake have looked like this first week has been truly outstanding. And then again, our other letterman returner, Abby Kluver, did some amazing things for us off the bench last year. So we're really excited for that. And again, you know, it's not been the cleanest 4 days for sure, but I've been really positive with what I've been seeing so far this year.
I know a lot of the athletes on this team are multi-sport athletes, whether that is a fall sport like volleyball, a lot of crossover there, but a lot of other sports, and as much as you'd like to want them to see the court a lot, they have to spend time on other sports. But overall, that's a pretty good thing, knowing that being in shape probably isn't an issue for this team, right?
No, without a doubt. You know, well, it's different for sure. You know, I was fortunate to see a couple weeks ago one of our former athletes, Emily Naughton, compete against Iowa State, and it was a good reminder even just watching that exhibition game that it's still early in everybody's season, right? There's a difference between being in basketball shape and being in other sports shape, but from an athletic standpoint, we're hoping that great crossover from our volleyball athletes, from our cross-country runner, from the other girls that we're getting in. You know, we have a couple that are playing a ton of softball on the weekends in the fall, and then a couple also that have been working hard on their own or in our open gym. So all of our right now nine varsity girls, that they spent a lot of time this fall becoming better athletes, and we're hoping that translates over to this season, of course.
The schedule this year, I think, a little bit different. You start off, it's still Urbandale, Waukee, Des Moines, Roosevelt, three schools that are very tough early on, but a lot of it, I think, more spread out this year, and maybe is not a lot of those Saturday games and just a different looking schedule. And I think that's a benefit for Indianola. You still get tested, but it's maybe in a little bit more situations where it almost feels like a regular game day rather than an extra, right?
That's a great observation, Andrew. I think, you know, again, we have so many girls playing volleyball on the weekends or softball on the weekends. And so we tried really hard to avoid those Saturdays at all costs. And that's going to present some other challenges as well this year, though, because there's a lot more Thursday, Fridays. There's a couple Monday, Tuesdays in there. So that's going to challenge us in different ways. But like you said, the coaches want those normal school days, right, where we or normal called game days, where we go to school. There's some time after school. You hop on the bus or you have a shoot around and then you play. So, yeah, we a lot different schedule in that regards this year. And, you know, a lot more away games this year than last year. But we're excited for that change and eager to see what we can make of it.
I know about 10 days from now, the first game of the season is getting going and a lot can change in then, but what do you envision kind of that rotation or lineup being right now? Just as, you know, a lot of returners makes that a little bit easier, but still a lot of changes to be made, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, right now, going with our what is probably our starting five would be, you know, Lauren Olson back from injury, how she started her year last year, and to also see how much she's grown from the mental standpoint of the game, having to watch last year. Sorry about that. has been great. And she's been, you know, she's not missing a beat from where she was at the beginning of the year last year. You know, Alexa Geyer and Zoe Belt have already talked about, you know, their great success last year and the step in their performance this year, as to be expected. Maddie Grover, Dana Blake, that'll round out our top five. Again, both girls, throw Zoe and throw Lauren in there, but Maddie and Dana specifically, putting them in different situations to be successful this year, and they're already excelling at that. Those will be our first five. Abby Kluver has earned the right to be in the rotation, to get playing time early, and we're, again, excited to see a step in the right direction. And then I'll be honest with you, I'm really excited to see where the rest of our depth shapes up. Hadley Erickson had a solid fall cross-country season. She is one of the fastest people on the courts every single time that she's out there and really finding her niche as a defensive specialist, but also somebody that can handle the ball and get to the paint. Sam Grip had a tremendous fall, tremendous summer, and she's somebody that's really been pushing Maddie and Dana in that forward position. I have to give Leah Graham a shout out, number 25 for us. I don't think anybody has put in as much time to get better or cares about the progress that she's made in our program, and so she's had a tremendous summer and fall, and those nine girls round out our varsity for now, but excited to mix and match. Tomorrow's scrimmages will tell us a lot, I believe, and Tuesday's scrimmage next week will as well, but I'm excited with the competition and where all nine of those girls are at.
When I took a look back at last year, and last question before we let you go here, Coach, is the high highs and kind of the low lows, it was a consistency issue, and some of that had to do with some injuries or, you know, whatever it ended up being. But looking back on kind of back-to-back nights, falling to Oskaloosa, then upsetting Norwalk at home, or falling to Pella, and then facing DCG on the road and giving them everything they can handle, and that was a 16-3 team, and took till the very end for DCG to claim that victory. But how do you want to be more consistent this year?
Yeah, you know, I think this year, Andrew, we're really trying to, I think we're trying to create a clear path for our girls forward, whether it's in our goal setting and trying to focus on, you know, what's really important for us and how do we track that progress towards success. And again, we talked about roles earlier, and sometimes we fall into the trap of, if I didn't score this many points or get this many rebounds, I had a bad game, or I'm not, doing positive things for our team. And so we're really trying to focus on, hey, what does success look like? What does making progress towards goals really feel like and look like? And I think that's going to try to help hopefully build that consistency. We know, again, we have another challenging schedule again this year, but at the same time too, all those returners and everybody that had some varsity experience, like we shouldn't be backing down or being scared of any obstacle. And again, with the experience, where can we find success throughout the season, but knowing that by February we want to be playing our best basketball. And especially now, it being in Class 5A, where do we stand if we focus on those things that we can't control throughout the season?
Thank you very much. Again, Indianola head girls basketball coach Jeff Jansen. We'll have more after this on KNIA.